Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Don't miss the hottest watch of the season coming July 22nd. Boston George, famous without the fortune. Exclusive to Fandor.com. This original docuseries gets up close and personal with a man whose life inspired the movie Blow and ran with the likes of Pablo Escobar. You might think you know the real story, but you have no idea.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome to another Fandor video podcast. My name is Hooman. I have no idea where the great Chris Kelly is, but at least we got Bryn.
Oh, you know Chris is partying right now. Come on.
I know, right? All right. We have another exciting guest. His film is called Murder at Yellowstone. I hope I said that right. And his name is Richard Gray. Richard, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
So where are you? What city are you in?
I'm in Montana.
Oh, wait. I thought you had an accent. Do you have an accent?
I'm Australian.
Oh.
Just a perfect... We're all over there. We're just convicts everywhere we go anyway.
Why are you in Montana?
I built the Yellowstone Film Ranch here for the movie.
Oh, I want to talk about that. Okay. So, first of all, tell us what your movie's about.
Well, it's a classic Western, but it's a murder mystery, which is what was so exciting when we read it. And then Eric Belgao, the writer, did such a great job to work in from the smallest character to the big character, the biggest characters. They've all got such a important part to play. And to see Gabriel Byrne and people like Richard Dreyfuss in their first Western, go ahead.
So it's a murder mystery Western, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay, so I want to talk about this town you built, okay? Because when I think about towns being built for films, the first one that comes to mind is Blazing Saddles. Did you get inspiration for your town from Blazing Saddles?
I didn't, but I love Blazing Saddles. But, when I was growing up, it was the Silverado, Three Amigos, and then Unforgiven, and then Deadwood and Jesse James. But, yeah, we built the Yellowstone Film Ranch. It was on 500 acres, just 20 minutes from 25 minutes from Yellowstone. in Montana, and we moved here to build the town for the movie. So we had 3 years to build it and think about the script, which was kind of really special and original type of thing.
So does the town have to be torn down? Does it get to stay?
It gets to stay. You're actually going to see it a lot because we've shot five Westerns back to back. So the next one will be a Nicolas Cage Western, then a Paramount Western, and then Mario Van Peebles is doing a sequel to Posse. So it's going to be, there's a lot of horses going in and out of the town.
Are you directing every single one of these films?
No, on those films, I'm just the silly Australian that just hangs around taking pictures.
Oh, that's so funny. Did you ever see, we're going to go off on a tangent here. Did you ever see Lilies in the Field, Sidney Poitier?
Of course.
Did you know they had to tear down that church 2 weeks after the film was finished wrapped?
I read that story, and actually with the church that we have, because it's quite iconic at the Yellowstone Film Ranch, knowing that and knowing how many scripts I was getting where the church burns down, we designed it so you could take it apart and kind of move it. So if somebody wants to mess with it, we could keep it. Because the beautiful thing about this film is we can walk in and out of any of the locations. There's no studio work. So the brothel, the church, the livery, the town hall, the jail, they're all right there in Paradise Valley, Montana.
All right, we have to talk about Gabriel Byrne because I love, love, love him. And when anybody could compile a list of the 50, 100 greatest actors, I'm guaranteed Gabriel's going to be on there. I'm dying to know what he's like. Were you able to ask him to do a second take, a third take, a fourth? Like, tell me about this dude.
He's just a gentleman. So when he was growing up in Dublin, he loved to go and see Westerns at his local theater, but he's never done a Western. And so that was the first in. But then, as you know, with his character, everybody's not, you know, is on a stereotype in this movie. There's a lot going on. But he was brilliant to work with. He'd do as many takes as you want. He was just always looking for the truth and not wanting to overemphasize shit that he didn't think mattered. Also, him and Nat Wolff looked like father and son, and they had such a pure connection. But that was really special.
Did you and him just get like 5 or 10, 15 minutes alone and exchange stories? Is there a moment you guys had? Come on. I know what it's like on a set.
No, he was here for six weeks. The fascinating thing about him is Miller's Crossing had just done a commentary for the Criterion edition, and it was hard for me to not just ask him questions, because when I was growing up, you know, Miller's Crossing and Usual Suspects, Stigmata, there was that period in the 90s where he was just the man. But he's incredibly quietly spoken Irishman that's just always throwing you nuggets, but he doesn't suggest them to you as ideas. It's just like waxing lyrical, but then you realize, oh, he was telling me exactly how something something should be done, and I just need to listen better.
Oh, that's funny. Okay, what's your favorite scene in your film Murder at Yellowstone?
My favorite scene, it's too difficult to pick one. What I loved, all getting to know the characters, because the hard thing with this film is we have so many characters, but we don't have a TV series. So to get to know all the characters in time to care about when the shit goes down and people start dying was the greatest challenge. So I actually love the getting to know them at the start. John Ailes has some fantastic scenes with Richard Dreyfuss, Thomas Jane with Anna Camp, Scotty Thompson, Zach McGowan. It's really hard because I just watch it now. It's hard to be one step removed.
Yeah,
But the test screenings, everybody kind of has a different favorite character, and everybody thinks a different person is the killer. And so that's what we set out to achieve.
Yeah. Okay, so what's your hope for this movie? Like, I know people ask you this, but when you know, you do the test screenings and people come up to you like, what do you just want people to be entertained? Is there something more going on with this movie that you'd like to see happen?
I hope so. You just want, I've done a couple now, and I just want the maximum eyes on screen to see how much work went into it, and hopefully they feel something for somebody. We tried to nail the diversity of what was real here with story elements that are real today that were happening back then, and nothing's really changed. So I hope it's thought provoking, but I hope it's a classic Western. Like, I would like to go into the cinema or wherever you're watching it at home and go, oh, this is a real Western. Isaiah Mustafa is fantastic. Amy Garcia, Richard Dreyfuss. I hope they see the complexity of what the West was like that doesn't often get represented in Westerns.
I know you just made a Western, the Western we're talking about, but I hear you're going to make another Western. What can you tell us about this other Western that you're going to make? I want the exclusive here.
It's a very different film. It's a huge revenge Western, but now that we have a town and we've done so much research, it feels like the right thing to do. But first, we've got to knock this one out of the park, and a lot of the people that are in this one will be in that one. We're also working on a James Douglas in Scotland. History is up there with William Wallace and Robert the Bruce, right. And so we have an epic James Douglas film that those guys were, if you were growing up in Scotland, they were the guys you would hear the stories about. So James Douglas is also next on the list.
For those of you tuning in at home, he completely avoided the Western question. Okay. He doesn't want to talk about it. Let's talk about Scotland for a second. How well have you explored Scotland?
Pretty well. That's my heritage. Go ahead.
Have you been to the Isle of Bute?
Which one is that?
That's the one where Stuart Manor is, and that's the castle that Stella McCartney got married in.
I haven't. So I've done a bunch of those islands. We shot extensively in the Isle of Skye, and I've done a bunch of the islands that have the whiskey on them. I know I did them.
Okay, listen. When you do the James Douglas movie, I want you to go to the Isle of Bute, because the fanciest wedding I have ever been to was on that island. And the guy rented out Stuart Manor. And I want you to see if there's some part of Stuart Manor you could use for your film. You're going to thank me for this. You're going to be like,
I'm going to Google it right now.
Yeah, and you're going to say, that Persian guy from Fandor, he gave me a golden nugget, which none of the other journalists have done. That's what you're going to say.
And we'll need to be credited.
Accordingly. You know what? If we ever cross paths, you can buy me a cup of coffee. How's that? But are you going to remember that Isle of Bute, Stuart Manor? Oh, are you going to remember that?
Oh, Bute. It's so funny because Bute is around the corner from me. There's a city in Montana called Bute. A lot of Scottish heritage here. Bute was the richest city in the world during the copper, richer than Manhattan. So a lot of, there's Glasgow here in Montana, there's Livingston where I live in Montana. All these beautiful Scottish cities are in Montana. That's why we shot Robert the Bruce half in Montana and half in Scotland. So I'll definitely remember Bute. Don't worry about that.
Okay, good. Okay, so how can people see Murder at Yellowstone? Did we just lose Richie?
Oh.
What
no,
the heck?
I got you.
Happened?
Was it the worst timing? You got me.
What happened? Okay, did
I'm
you hear?
Here.
Did you hear the question?
Was you just saying you love the film?
No, I said, I said, Richie, how can people see Murder at Yellowstone?
So Friday, available everywhere. You can already pre-order it on Apple and Amazon. It'll be on every rental and in, I think we've got 15 cities. Theatrically, if you can see it on the big screen. If not, Apple, iTunes, Amazon, Amazon Prime, Google Play, everywhere. Love people to see it and tell us what they think. They can go to Murder at Yellowstone City or Yellowstone Film Ranch on Instagram to see everything.
So that's Friday, June 26th, everyone, right?
I think it's 24th.
Friday, June 24th, everyone. Awesome. Well, listen, man, thank you so much for your time, Richie. We wish you nothing but the best. I know how difficult it is to make a movie, and you pulled off another miracle. And I hope our paths cross, because I want that cup of coffee, bro.
Well, we can go get a beer. We can go get a beer on the Castle of Bute.
Yes.
Let's do that.
Sounds great. All right, everyone, check it out. His name is Richie. His film is Murder at Yellowstone. We wish you nothing but the best, my man.
Thank you, buddy. See you soon.
All right, take care.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee, start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.